From Spark and Anvil and SpeakForge, this is Easel, in Chapter 1 of the SpeakForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the SpeakForge Academy, where every creature was learning to stand up and speak clearly, Easel was a calm, square-shouldered creature who always carried something under one arm, a rolled-up picture, a little chart, a wooden model of something. When a speaker hit the exact spot where words alone got tangled, Easel would quietly unroll the right picture and prop it up, and the whole room would go, "Oh," the idea snapping into focus all at once. She never showed a picture to be flashy. She showed it at the precise moment a listener needed to see the thing to understand it.
"You made that whole confusing part easy with one picture," a young speaker said.
"That's my craft," Easel said, smoothing the picture flat. "I'm Easel. I keep the visual aids. Show, don't just tell." She tapped the propped up image. "An aid serves the words. It never replaces them. When an idea is hard to picture, you give the listener a picture. One clear image can do what 100 words can't." Resonance, the Academy's warm mentor, watched and asked, "Show them what happens when the aid takes over."
Easel nodded and tried it wrong on purpose. She kept talking, but held up a picture so crammed with tiny shapes and crowded little drawings that nobody could tell what to look at. The young speaker squinted, lost. "Too much," Easel said, rolling it away. "When the aid is busier than the idea, it stops helping and starts hiding." Then she held up a second picture, just one big, simple shape with a single arrow. "That's an aid. One idea, one look. Your eye knows exactly where to go." A young speaker's face lit up. "So a good picture has less on it, not more."
"Less. On purpose," Easel agreed. "The aid points at the one thing that matters and stays out of the way of everything else. You're not decorating, you're clarifying." Resonance asked Easel to teach the whole cast before their big group presentation. "Pitch can make her voice carry," Resonance said, "and trust can build a tight argument, but some ideas need to be seen. Will you show them how?" Easel was glad to. When she teaches, she gives one rule. Use an aid only where words leave a gap. Ask yourself, is this thing easier to see than to say? If yes, show a picture. If no, just talk. And make the picture so simple a stranger could understand it in one glance.
Truss was explaining how the parts of an argument stack up, and the room looked foggy. Easel quietly unrolled a picture of three blocks resting on each other, with one arrow pointing up. No words on it, just blocks and an arrow.
"Oh," said the room. Suddenly, Truss's stacking idea was obvious.
"You didn't change my words," Truss said, amazed. "You just gave them a window." After the rehearsal, Easel sat down with her rolled pictures stacked neatly beside her, the way she always kept them. For a long time, Easel had carried a quiet worry. She wondered if she was even a real speaker at all. The others used their voices, pitch projected, hark listened, echo read the room. All Easel did was hold up pictures. Maybe, she'd thought, she was just the helper who carried the props while the real speakers did the talking. But sitting in the soft Academy light, watching a young speaker hold up one clean picture and hear the whole room understand at once, Easel felt the worry loosen and warmth spread through her chest. Her pictures weren't a crutch for people who couldn't talk. They were a bridge, built at the exact spot where words run out and seeing begins. Choosing the one right image, keeping it simple, showing it at the perfect moment, that was craft, and it was hers. A steady, glad calm settled over her, and she rolled her next picture closed, content, ready for the next gap that only a picture could cross.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum Aligned to EASL, released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.